Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Timing is everything, isn't it? I mean, what a week to be starting a show where I claim to be able to take your real-life relationship problems, make them make sense, and give you actionable next steps so you can confidently create more connection in your life. It's a little bit like showing up for a boxing class and finding out that your teacher is Mike Tyson and he's ready to spar. Because there are a lot of relationships right now that are not good. In case you missed it, here in America, we just had a presidential election, which, because we're so divided in this country, means that just about half of the country is celebrating and hopeful and relieved, while the other half is devastated. And also now, we are just a few weeks away from the start of the holiday season, where we're supposed to sit down with the political foes we call family and pass the peas without throwing punches. Is it any wonder that so many of us are full of dread? If you're anxious about politics ruining your Thanksgiving dinner, I think you'll so relate to the listener we hear from today, who shared her own worries about seeing her sister at Thanksgiving after an intense political disagreement last month. And even if you don't personally have political discord in your family, stay with me. The insights I share about how humans work and the plan that I lay out will be a guide that you can apply anywhere that humans congregate, from the boardroom to the PTA meeting and everywhere in between. You're listening to Sounds Like Therapy, the podcast that dives into real-life relationship challenges submitted by listeners just like you. I'm your host, Andrea Berkeley, a married mom of four and a therapist with a private practice in the suburbs of Chicago. And I can tell we have a lot to talk about, so let's get this session started. Okay, but before we get this session started, can I just tell you about something that I am so pumped about? As I hope you already know, you are an incredibly vital part of this show. Yes, you listening right now. This show is not only for you, but it's about you, because it features relationship questions submitted by listeners just like you. So last week, I put out a little listener survey, not only to collect your relationship questions, but so I can learn a little more about you and what you want to hear, because that's how I'm going to be able to make this show into something that you want to listen to every single week. Now, I was honestly a little bit nervous because I've never done this before and I didn't know if anyone was going to respond. But wow, some of you really showed up and I am so freaking excited because these questions, you guys, they are awesome. They're real. Some of them are really raw and they're so, so relatable. These are questions that are going to benefit not just the person who submitted them, but everyone listening. I can now confidently say that Sounds Like Therapy will be the podcast that you do not want to miss. So if you're not already following the show, make sure that you click that little follow or subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of your podcast player. And if you haven't filled out the listener survey yet, there is still time and I want to hear from you. It only takes like 3 minutes to do, and the link is in the show notes. And because I'm so grateful to you for participating, everyone who completes the survey between now and Thanksgiving 2024 will be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card that I will send directly to you if you are the winner, just in time for the holidays. You do not have to submit a question in order to complete the survey, and you will still be counted for the drawing. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I was talking to a friend the other day and he mentioned the upcoming holidays and said, I am dreading it. It's going to be a bloodbath. A bloodbath. I mean, that is quite a statement, but I don't think that's that far off from how a lot of us are feeling as we head into this holiday after the election. So I realized in that moment that it's one thing to talk about this, but it's a completely different thing to hear from somebody sharing their own experience about how they're feeling. So I reached out to a listener while the election was still happening and had a little convo about it. Let's listen in.
I'm like literally sitting in my closet talking to my sweatshirts.
Welcome to podcasting. It is glamorous. And I'm so glad that you decided to hop on here with us. So how are you feeling about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, given the fact that we are currently having an election right now as we speak?
It makes me a little bit sweaty and extremely nervous. I don't think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe you have a story to tell. Has there been a specific moment where it feels like you and your family members just don't get along, or anything that's kind of typical that's happened?
You know, sometimes you share things and you don't necessarily believe that it's going to start a family feud, but it just slips right in there and happens to create a huge storm. It is interesting to send a quick text to say, hey, guess what I heard? Hey, guess what's going on right now in the political realm? And you receive back maybe 17 pieces of literature telling you exactly why you're wrong.
It sounds like you might have a particular family member that you're nervous about facing.
I do have a sibling, and she is ready to just throw out the literature, throw out the argument, and it gets intense.
This is your sister?
It is. Yeah. I love her so much, but she can be a lot.
It sounds like she's just really passionate. It sounds like she's just really informed and really passionate about things.
I think you could say that. Sometimes I just think that it's a lot. Unfortunately, some people just want to continue the debate like long after the other party has decided that they're done talking about it.
So you're a little nervous about seeing your sister in particular on Thanksgiving.
I love my sister so much, but yes, she is a bulldog. And yes, I would not be surprised if she presents a PowerPoint presentation to me at the Thanksgiving table.
Feels like this might be the right moment to say, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah, that listener you just heard from, that was my sister. The sister in question, that was me. Now, to be fair to me, and since I can, because it's my podcast and she's not here to speak for herself, let me explain. My sister sent me a text where she said that she was absolutely repulsed, that's a quote, by one presidential candidate's alleged response to a current event. The thing that she said, that she presented as a fact, like something that had actually happened, was disturbing. And I thought, there's no way that this is true. So I casually responded with, I haven't heard that. I'd love to read more. And asked her to send me an article. She said that she would. And so I waited. And I waited. Probably because the source, she admits, was a TikTok, and she didn't want to send it to me. So after a day when she tried to sweep it under the rug by changing the subject, I sent her some of my sources. She says 17. I think that's a wild exaggeration, but whatever. I just did it so that she didn't need to be absolutely repulsed, since what she said had happened didn't happen. In other words, she started it. But if I'm being honest and self-reflective, I beat it into the ground. Now, there was a time in my life where I loved to debate. But as an adult, and especially after working as a therapist and going through all the drama and division and arguing of the last lots of years, I just can't with fighting. I just can't. So this isn't how I usually act. It didn't feel good. And it's not who I want to be. So why the heck did I get into it about political TikTok drama with my sister of all people? Sounds like it's time to make it make sense, since my other options are blaming my sister or shaming myself, neither of which gets us closer to a solution. And in order to do that, I'm going to lean on the work of Michael Morris, a cultural psychologist and the author of the book Tribal. Now, when people are using the word tribalism with regards to politics, they're often referring to this like toxic dynamic. We've broken down into warring groups and we're going to fight each other forever. Like, this is just how humans are. So tribal. But Morris says that's not right at all. there was a branch of early humans that was like that. Funny enough, it was the Neanderthals. So if you call your fightingest relative a Neanderthal, you're not wrong. But they went extinct because there was another species whose tribal instincts were mostly about community and collaboration. Us. Let me say that again. It's so important. As humans, we are absolutely tribal, but we're built to work together, to collaborate and to agree, not to polarize and fight. That's actually super distressing for us. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Until about 20 years ago, our tribes used to be the people in our daily lives, our family, our friends, our neighbors. While we didn't always agree, we found common ground because we had to keep seeing each other. That's where that old saying comes from. Never discuss politics or religion in polite company. We got along, or we simply avoided hot button topics. And then when things did boil over, real change happened in real life. It was a big deal. These days, most of us belong to a second digital tribe. And we all know this. That online news that we watch or the social media that we scroll, it mainly reinforces the beliefs we already have and then highlights these super extreme examples of opposing views. With that constant validation from this online community, we start to feel like our perspective is the only rational one, leading us to believe that anyone who disagrees with us must either be misinformed, foolish, or worse. Psychologists call this naive realism, where we see our own view as the clear truth. And then our tribal instincts push us to conform to that digital tribe where we spend most of our time. There's very little dialogue with anybody outside of it, and understanding is almost never encouraged. This all fuels this intense polarization that we're seeing now. And that heightened level of disagreement feels like a direct threat to our sense of security. And as a therapist, I know that when we feel this threat to our security, to our belonging, our attachment, we tend to do one of two things. We fight or we avoid. And as I describe these two approaches to life and conflict, see which one feels most like you. This is where our insight comes in. If you're a fighter, you engage with things head on in order to force consensus, because you feel unsafe when you can't find common ground with the people around you. This might look like getting into arguments in real life or posting controversial things on Facebook or sending a bunch of articles and podcasts to your sister to persuade her to see things the way that you see them. If you're an avoider, you do whatever you can to dodge conflict because the conflict itself is what makes you feel unsafe. So this might look like refusing to talk about politics at all, or ghosting your sister and changing the subject when you shared something that you didn't realize was controversial. These coping styles are not bad. They're actually the way that you learn to protect your important relationships in your earlier life. But they actually keep us from ever reaching some sort of understanding with one another. So it makes sense that so many of us are heading into Thanksgiving with a feeling of anxiety or dread. We know that we don't agree with everyone who will be at that gathering. We have thoughts and feelings about that and about them. And we're anticipating a fight or avoidance. And no matter which way the gathering goes, somebody's going to be distressed because avoiders don't want to fight and fighters don't want to avoid. And yet, we want to have a good holiday. We need it. I even want to say, I feel like we all deserve it after all of this drama. So what can you do practically to get there? Well, I've got an answer. I don't know if you're going to like it, but here goes. The only way to have a peaceful, happy, bloodshed-free Thanksgiving this year, don't bring politics or any other hot-button issues to the table. I can almost hear the fighters screaming right now, no, but hear me out. This is not because I don't think that we should have these conversations. I actually think that talking about difficult things is vital if we ever hope to get out of this horrible, polarized, divided country situation that we've got going on. But your Thanksgiving gathering is not the place. It is far too raw right now. Everyone is way too keyed up, and there's just no way that you're going to hit consensus on hot button issues that are on your mind while you're prepping the stuffing. You just won't. And honestly, I think that the best first step that we can all take towards having a real discussion about the things we don't agree on is to have a good interaction with the people we disagree with and to see them as humans who are generally pretty reasonable and mostly good. Get back to that sense of being in a tribe with the people in your real life. But how, you ask? Okay, fine. We have a couple of options. First option, this is the ideal choice. And it might be a little bit ambitious if your family tends towards high conflict. So don't freak out. There's a second option coming. But the first choice is talk to your family members who will be at Thanksgiving ahead of time and agree to avoid politics and other hot button topics this year. You might even need to apologize if you've had disagreement with somebody that's still fresh. This takes cooperation, but it doesn't have to be complicated. My sister and I actually did this when we had that conversation. You can hear it right now. Sorry for sending you all of those articles, Sissy.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't even read them.
You're such a bee. I knew that was true. How about sorry for sending you those insane Facebook quotes, please? I think this is a two-way apology.
This is TikTok. What happens on TikTok is the
should
truth.
Stay on TikTok. No, what happens on TikTok should stay on TikTok. And I think maybe you could also apologize for sending me a TikTok thing as if it is real life and also the gospel truth.
Okay, so thank God we love each other. I am sorry for starting debates that I was not ready to finish.
I love you. I love you too. No politics.
Amen. Agreed. Let's just pass the green bean casserole and focus on the things that are the most important.
It wasn't a perfect apology, but it worked. We laughed at ourselves and at each other. We came to an agreement, and I think we both feel a lot better knowing that we set this intention. Now, you might be thinking, okay, good for you. My family isn't like that. Don't worry. There are alternatives. If you're committed to keeping the peace, you can set a personal boundary. A boundary isn't something that you ask others to follow. It's a commitment that you make for yourself. For example, if a touchy subject comes up, your boundary could be that you're just going to stay out of it. You could leave the table or change the subject or even be super direct and say something like, I'd rather not talk about this today. You could even choose to leave if things get heated. At the end of the day, it's about managing your own response. This doesn't have to be announced or declared. It just has to be something that you commit to for yourself. But if agreeing to peace with your family members or showing up with a secret but serious personal boundary just sounds like it's not going to work, you do have a second option. You can choose not to go. Or you could do some sort of hybrid, like stay home with your family for dinner, but meet up with everybody else for dessert. Or go and visit your family. Maybe you do this every year, but instead of staying in the house for 5 days, you stay in a nearby hotel for 3. We can't control what anyone else does. But if you want Thanksgiving to be meaningful and fulfilling and happy and peaceful, you may need to choose something different for you and your family this year, and that is okay. As we head into Thanksgiving, remember, you don't have to be at the mercy of tense conversations or unresolved conflicts. Instead, you can set your own intentions, create boundaries, and choose the level of involvement that feels right for you. And if this feels hard or you feel conflicted about it, just know you're not alone. These situations are super complicated, and navigating them well is a real skill and something you can get better at when you tune into this podcast each week. Coming up next week, we'll take a break from the politics, hopefully forever, and answer a listener question that I know so many of you will relate to. Here's a preview. Ever since we had our last baby, I just don't want to have sex with my husband. I love him, but the thought of getting busy gives me the ick. Is this just a phase? And if so, how do we get through it? Oh, girl, I got you. This is so common, and I will make this make sense for you and give you some actionable steps to move forward on next week's episode. And if you've got a question that you'd like to submit for the show, or you just want to let me know a little bit more about you before Thanksgiving 2024 so that you can be entered into the raffle for that $50 Visa gift card, fill out the listener survey. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next time on Sounds Like Therapy.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.